Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, the 1st of April. It's April Fool's Day, all right. I got so much to cover. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, this is ridiculous. I have so much to cover, folks. Obviously, just massive developments with the war in Iran. We'll get to all of those, and I mean massive. I mean, like, world-shaking, world-changing type of activity going on here. Donald Trump is apparently going to give a nationwide address prime time tonight. I don't know if that—I assume that'll happen after our show's over, but we'll keep an eye on it, and if he goes live while we're on air, then we'll go to that. Big addresses, really, across the world. You've got the PM of the UK, Keir Starmer, giving a big address. Albanese, the Prime Minister of Australia, likewise gave an address having to do with the fuel lockdown that we told you to come, told you was coming. It is absolutely here now and going to get worse before it gets better. We also have the continuing fallout of Jaden Ivey being removed from the Bulls for not being sufficiently subservient to the LGBTQ community. We're going to be joined by Royce White in the next hour. He's going to talk to us about that. Tiffany Cianci has some inside information, some exclusive secret, as of now, information that she'll be bringing to us about pesticides and laws being written about pesticides right now. Just a very big show. And we'll be spending a lot of the first hour on the Supreme Court decision about birthright citizenship. And it's a doozy, folks. So just so much to get into. Stay with us. Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 1st of April, 2026. Trump attends Supreme Court oral arguments in a presidential first. This is just how important this decision is, and it really could determine the fate of our republic from here on out. He spent about an hour listening to the government make its case against birthright citizenship at the Supreme Court on Wednesday, making him the first sitting president to attend oral arguments at the high court. His presence would put him face-to-face with justices whom he has tried to bully and intimidate, only raises the stakes of an already closely watched case about what it means to be an American, an issue that was key to his political rise. Of course, I really actually don't know what they're talking about when they say that he's been bullying the Supreme Court. I honestly can't think of an instance of that. I can think about Chuck Schumer telling the Supreme Court that they'll sow the wind and reap the whirlwind, but that wasn't Trump. However, we will get into clips from that. The audio that's come out is truly remarkable. And folks, it ain't looking good. You got Justice Roberts being a complete moron, and basically the entire thing hinges on Amy Coney Barrett. She's sort of the wild card, could go either direction. And that doesn't bode well for the future of our country. So our fate hinges on whether a middle-aged white Catholic woman with a rainbow coalition of children can stand to be just a little bit harsh with immigrants. People say mean. It's not mean to not give somebody something that isn't theirs. So it's not actually being mean to immigrants, but she does have to, you know, moderately not give them everything they want. And the fate of America hinges on that. We'll get back to it. Meanwhile, Iran denies Trump's claim that it requested a ceasefire, calling it false and baseless. The Iranian president has just released an open letter to the people of the world. I'll read that as well today. Trump to give primetime address on Iran war as questions swirl over his next move, considering the fact that there's no guiding principle here. In other words, they keep changing what they're saying about the war every couple of hours, sometimes every, like, within a minute or two. While at the same time, you can't actually say, well, they're saying all this stuff, but let's look tactically at the field and see what they can and can't do, because we're acting like complete idiots whose actions are not guided by any form of logic or common sense or victory conditions. Meanwhile, top Brussels official urges Europeans to work from home and drive less. We'll talk about the fuel lockdown that is here and only going to get worse. Finally, something dark is going on. 9 top-level scientists die or go missing in the past year, mostly from America. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's fine. Go back to sleep.